There's one thing about my husband I find incredibly annoying and incredibly impressive at the same time. My husband is always on time, even when he is super duper freaking late. Welcome to the Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Life podcast. I am your host, Yelena Sinetsin. There was a time when I wanted to be happy, but did not know how to get there. I am here right now because I have learned a lot while designing and manifesting my own personal happily ever after life. And I want to share with you every tool and practice I have used to get here. In each episode, we explore what personal happiness might look like, and we share actionable steps for tuning into your desires, for living life with no regrets, for using negative emotions as a clarifying tool, and for finding your flow as you describe and create your joyful life. In his book, Heart of a Dog, Mikhail Bulgakov wrote, "The one who is never late is never in a hurry." There are many different interpretations to this phrase, but I would like to focus on one of them. My husband and I met in New York City. One day we were catching the A train on the way home going uptown, and we just missed it. And of course, just like any other New Yorker, I voiced my disappointment by saying out loud, "Crappity crap, we just missed our train." To which my then future husband said, "No, that wasn't our train." Of course, I argued my point by saying, "That was the A train, didn't you see it?" And his answer struck a chord within me, because it was a deep universal truth that somehow I have lost along the way. He said, "That was not our train because we did not get on it. The train we will get on will be our train because we will be on it." And at that moment, I saw this man as a rock, a man who stood strong in his knowing that he is exactly in the right place at the right time, always, no matter what. And I felt safe next to that man, and I have found a new level of respect for him. This level of confidence is such an incredible skill, because when developed, it gives an incredible assurance, confidence, certainty that you are on the right track. And that does not allow any doubt or fear enter the mind. That this skill is the most important one in my life that helps me to keep my mind without fear and without doubt and in peace and stress less. In order to develop this skill, it is important to learn how to trust the internal guidance system. And in the future episodes, we will be talking a lot about our internal guidance system and how to start trusting it. But right now, let's just talk a little bit more about why we might be on time even when we are late. Have you ever been in a situation where you needed to leave home and then all of a sudden you couldn't find your keys or your phone or whatever else was important at the moment? And usually, of course, this is a very stressful situation, especially when there is a time constraint. And no, I am not going to be giving you a lecture about giving yourself enough time to get ready to go to work or to go to school. No, it's not about that. This is about the fact that sometimes we do not know what is going to be on the way to that work or to that school that we need to miss in order to stay alive or healthy or uninjured or emotionally well. Or maybe there is a dream you have, and for that dream to come true, you needed to rendezvous with the right person at the right time, and sometimes the right time is a little bit off of your regular schedule. And listen, I've been late plenty of times. I have ADHD, so this is one of those things that people with ADHD do. We are late a lot of the times. And I do remember having to deal with the stress of being late. And that stress felt so bad. And of course, we know that stress is an emotion of lower vibration that makes us feel quite bad. And when we feel bad, we tend to attract things that are not desirable in our lives. And yes, I know being on time is very, very important. But the point is, if we do find ourselves running late somewhere, it is good to take some time to practice, to breathe, and to learn to take it easy, and to learn to just go with the flow, and to trust that we are in the right place at the right time, and there is something important for us right there and then. And here's a simple, silly example from my life when my husband and I decided that I was going to get to the city at a certain time, but I was half an hour or an hour late. But I was chilling on the way and just enjoying the road. And when I got to the city, instead of having to look for a parking spot for another half an hour to an hour, I got that parking spot right in front of the house because our neighbors were leaving right at that time. So was I late or was it a perfect timing? And since my intention for my life these days is to go with the flow and to have ease and to have fun and to find parking spots very fast and with a lot of ease, I would say that I was there at a perfect time, even though I was running late. And the fact that I was not stressing about it and that I was just enjoying it and I was chilling, I was able to rendezvous with my neighbors. And I know that it was a silly example, but at the same time, you know that it's not that silly if you've ever tried to find parking in Manhattan. My friend, next time when you find yourself running late somewhere, try to see if you could take that time as an opportunity to practice soothing yourself into the knowing that you are in the right place at the right time, doing exactly what you need to be doing, exactly the way it needs to be done. And if your internal voice of reason starts scolding you on the way, try drowning it out by repeating to yourself that you are exactly where you need to be. So when that happens, I repeat to myself, I am exactly where I need to be, when I need to be, doing exactly what I need to be doing, exactly the way it needs to be done. This life is happening for me, not to me, and something amazing is in the process of becoming. I am exactly where I need to be, when I need to be, doing exactly what I need to be doing, exactly the way it needs to be done. It's all about adapting that attitude that the grass is always greener where you are because you are there at that particular time. And at first, you might be hoping that everything will work out for your best. And then you will start believing that everything will work out for your best. And then you will start knowing that everything will work out for your best. And why? Because you will have decided that everything will work out for your best. And of course, because your experience will be a proof to the fact that everything is always working out for your best. If you choose to adapt this attitude and this new level of confidence in your timing, in the rightness of your timing, I'd like to hear about the synchronicities that start happening in your life. I'm so glad you tuned in today. To continue in the flow of magic, subscribe to the Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Life podcast. If you'd like to connect elsewhere and to stay up to date, you can find me on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube at Swimming and Living. To support this work, you can leave a review on iTunes or on a podcast streaming platform of your choice. Please remember, being happy takes practice. Give yourself credit for your every win. Focus on your desires, and little by little, you'll find yourself in a fairy tale of your own creation. Enjoy.